to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, Pastor did a message on it's preparation time now. Have you come in here with your hearts prepared to lift up the name of Jesus? The time of preparation is now. It's time to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to glorify his name. Hallelujah. It's time for us to allow the light of Christ to shine within each and every one of us. It's time for us to represent Jesus everywhere we go. Hallelujah. To be on one accord, to come in here with the same purpose. It's just praising and worshiping God. Amen. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. I know some way we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. Yeah, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. I know some way you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. No matter what your test, whatever comes your way, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. With Jesus on your side, things will work out fine. Yeah, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. Hallelujah, Lord God. I know some way I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes my way, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. With Jesus on my side, things will work out fine. Yeah, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Hallelujah, Lord. Give him praise this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're gonna make it, church. Hallelujah. If you've had challenges this year, just raise your hand. You know, from the youngest to the oldest, we've had challenges this year. Hallelujah. Where that little baby at? My sweet pea, she the youngest in here. She's had challenges this year. Amen. But you know, even though she's not standing up on her own little legs, she's still standing. Hallelujah. Can I say you guys are still standing this morning? Hallelujah. You may have had some challenges, but you're still standing. And it's all because, hallelujah, our God is real. Our Jesus is real. Hallelujah. Paul went before King Agrippa. And he told him about his experience with Jesus on the road to Damascus. And as he began to tell him that Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, that he died, he was buried, but yet he rose. Yes. King Agrippa said, I done heard everything you got to say, and you almost persuaded me to be a Christian.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But let me tell y'all something. I'm fully persuaded, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm fully persuaded that he gives me what I need to stand. I'm fully persuaded that even when I fall, hallelujah, because they say a righteous man falls seven times, but he can get back up and keep it moving forward. I am fully persuaded this morning. Are you fully persuaded? Hallelujah. Do you know that he is Lord? Hallelujah. Is he Lord of your life? Hallelujah. Is he real in your life? Hallelujah. So just give him praise. You know something? We can't get tired of praising God. The Williams brothers said, this is just a rehearsal down here.
Amen.
You know, if you can't praise him down here, I don't know if you're going to be able to praise him in heaven. Right. Hallelujah. Because that's an ongoing thing. Eternity is eternity. Hallelujah. He's real. He's real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. He gives me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is him so. He's so real to me. Everybody's real. He's real. Jesus. Yes, he is. He gives me the victory. but say he's real. Hallelujah. And that he loves you so much, Brandon. Hallelujah. And welcome, darling. Hallelujah. You done brought somebody with you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But he's real. He's real. Jesus.
Well, well, well. Before I open up, I like to split the room in half. Y'all all are going to Hawaii. Flights, everything paid. But there's one difference. This half, since y'all more people over here, are going coach. And this half is going first class. And when y'all come back, I want to have a... Well, you family, so you might blend right in. But anyway, when y'all come back, y'all might have, I ask you to talk among yourselves. This half gonna be talking about the scallop bacon wraps and the champagne toast and filet mignon. And this half, y'all gonna be talking about, y'all may get a ham biscuit, because the flight wasn't that long, because y'all had a connecting flight. So, but they did, and they went right through first class. The point I'm trying to make is, even though y'all flew together, y'all experiences were different. I'd like to first ask y'all to get a sticky note and put it in back of your heads. Imagine a circle, an endless circle of communication. The circle goes reverse, the circle goes forward, giving and receiving information. A complete communication circle of hearing and speaking, listening and talking. If that circle is broken and someone's hearing and not speaking, or speaking and not hearing, there's a break in the circle. Amen. Which means if you have a perfect circle of giving and receiving information, you are now in perfect communication. You are now in a relationship with whoever the circle of communication. So if it's a break in communication, which means if you're hearing and not receiving, or receiving and not hearing, there's a break in your relationship. Just put that in the back. Think of a marriage. A marriage with the bridesmaid, her job is important. She has a different dress. And everything, she's important. But she got that way because she obviously had a relationship with the bride. It's not someone, obviously, she just been friends with overnight or a couple of days. She has a relationship with the bride. Therefore, she's known as the maid of honor. She's honored because of her relationship with the bride. I have a few scriptures, and I'm trying to paint a picture here. Turn to Genesis 9, chapter 9, verses 21 through 23. And I'm not going through a lot of scripture today, but I want to talk about Joseph. How he was favored, but before this, Joseph, his brothers put him into slavery. And because he was so favored, they tried to just knock him down. And in the midst of slavery, Joseph is now in jail. Just to give you a sum up, okay. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. So we're now talking about a common thing, because, hey, some people go to prison. But I noticed that because Joseph had favor, he also had favor throughout. He was talking to the prison guard. His experience, even though he was in prison, his experience was different from his fellow prisoner. I mean, could you imagine the lights going out and Joseph here a tap on the wall? Hey, man, we had a terrible day today. We got whipped. Man, we really went through it, and the food was horrible. And Joseph be like, "What prison are you in? Huh? What are you talking about? You remember when they had us dragged through the mud? I don't know what you're talking about." Keep in mind, when I was talking about the maid of honor, that circle of communication is endless, because Joseph was favored. Why? He had a relationship with God. An endless information of receiving and giving. So not only God knew Joseph knew God. And therefore, even though he was in prison, his experience was different. This is going to be like real short, but it's a couple of points I want to make. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the first verse, which 13th. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. That really, really to me speaks volumes. And if we children of God and we read that, we're included. If we haven't heard, how can we be included in something we don't know about? That means If we're not included, we cannot apply. I'm not going here, but everyone knows about Daniel and the lion's den. How he was always praying. He prayed 3 times a day. Yeah. And he got thrown in the lion's den. Amen. But yet, he had favor. Because he knew God and God knew him. Amen. Could you imagine if any other person or someone without a relationship being thrown in a lion's den? Really? The situation would be drastically different. It may be gruesome. The Hebrew boys, 3 Hebrew boys the same way, praising God, not denouncing him, not being ashamed, going through the furnace. Can you imagine? Without that relationship, could you imagine going through a furnace? Keep in mind, the people, God's children, go through things. Because it says in Christ, everything is common. But it's our experience of the common thing, how we go through tests, how we go through trials. What are we doing during the test? What are we doing during the trial? Are we just going to talk to a neighbor and tell a neighbor the problem? Are we going to pray at the problem? Are we going to give him praise through the situation? Because with the word, we now know that I never like when people say, woe is me. Because the word said, I'm going to have tests. I'm going to have trials. I'm going to have bill collectors. I'm going to have stuff coming my way. I'm going to have my job threatened. Because I'm common. everything applies, but it's how we face them. Because, as you know, through the tests, through the trials, we know that God is our keeper. Amen. Joseph knew that. Mm-hmm. Daniel knew that. Mm-hmm. And not only the sustainer, we know troubles do not last always for God's people. Basically, it says that he never promised us a rose garden here. I'm sure he would like us to be comfortable, but this is not our home. So in other words, if important time, if you always praying and you're not hearing him speak, there's something wrong. Yes. If you always hearing and you're not praying, there's something wrong with that also. Amen. We're going into a new year. Amen. You're going to have a new year of all sorts of different circumstances. Yes. Tests, trials, they wasn't only in 18. Oh, well, hey, you know, we going to have tests and trials in 19. Amen. We're common. Yes. It's how we deal with situations.
Amen.
I wasn't going to be before you long, but it's so important to realize who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Some things, I think I said it before, some things that we go through, we have no business going through. And if he failed one time, we just going to take him around again. And we keep on falling again. It's time to stand up and know who we are.
Amen.
With our purpose, with our place.
Yes.
Could we do have a purpose? Because I'm looking at you now. We all have a purpose.
Right.
Why? He said so. So sometimes, I mean, things are going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
No, money issues are real.
Yeah.
But the truth is, my God shall supply all my needs.
Yes.
He has more than enough.
Yes.
Sickness is real. We all going to get sick. I was sick the other day. But I know who my healer is. My goal today, well, his purpose is when we leave here, go in purpose. Walk in purpose. You know, I was noticing, just looking at the concordance, how it's scriptures for everything that we go through. Depression is a scripture for that. I don't know it right now, but it's in there. It's like this big heady sauce. It's in there. Not to compare the Bible to Prego, but it's in there. Poverty, famine, issues, you're hungry. Everything is in there. Enviness, jealousy, if we feel any of that, go to the concordance. It's something in there that exactly what you need. And the Bible is a pathway. It's an extension of him because he has exactly what we need to fight this fight down here. I forgot to give the title, but it's up there. Favor inside of your experience. Problems, issues are going to arrive. Amen. You know, we're going to keep on having problems until we're dead. Amen. But we have the tools to fight. Amen. We have the tools. And a lot of times when we feel bombarded, we're not using our tools. Like we heard last week, read and apply. Read and apply. That's the whole key. So I think that's what he's trying to tell us, to read and apply. Wow. A lot of times we going through a lot more because we're not applying what we read, what we heard. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for your word.